Described as a temporary pause, President Trump's revised travel ban would last for 120 days. While it does not apply to immigrants already in the U.S., it's impacting individuals in the middle of the process and the groups that provide them with assistance. Angie Plummer heads the Columbus-based Community Refugee and Immigrant Services, or CRIS.
What that means is that because 35,000 refugees have already come nationwide this year, there are only 15,000 more who will be allowed for the rest of the federal fiscal year. Our office has already received 430 people so far this fiscal year. And plans are made at the beginning of the year. You have staffing that you carefully built with language capacity to help the people who are coming. So that means we'll have no income for those 4 months that this pause is in effect. And this counts on day 121 that the machinery will be operating. While we already know Homeland Security is not doing interviews. So we have many people that were approved to come, that were just waiting for travel, who are not allowed to come. Their medical exams will expire, their security clearances will expire, and it's a very narrow window in which they can depart.
Plummer's group helps resettle refugees directly from overseas, meeting people at the airport, linking them to housing, and getting their children in schools. CRIS also assists refugees with finding employment, learning English, as well as a host of social services and parenting programs. Plummer sees the executive order as a step back from the long-standing tradition of welcoming refugees at a time when there are more vulnerable people around the world than ever before. Imran Malik agrees. He's the executive president of the Noor Islamic Center, which serves about 6,000 members in Central Ohio, comprising 40 different ethnicities.
We have half families who are half immigrants, half refugee immigrants, and half of them are still in other parts of the world living in refugee camps. If a critical emergency situation occurs for a mother who is here with one of her child and other child is in refugee camp, there is no guarantee, there is no certainty that if she leaves the country, she is going to be allowed to come back. And there's not even possibility that if she will be guaranteed to get reunited with that child who is living in another refugee camp in another part of the world. Our city has taken a great stand. You know, we want to continue as a sanctuary city. Would that possibly result in cutting of the federal funding for all the immigration programs that, you know, especially Angie is supporting? What would that impact be, and how we will be able to cater to those vulnerable in our community is a big question mark.
Malik says Columbus still has the second highest Somali population in the country. Noor is one of the largest Islamic centers in Ohio, offering outreach and education, including a weekend school that serves about 900 students. Kenny Lee is principal of Columbus North International School, a public school that focuses on languages and global learning. He says students are becoming more civically engaged.
More and more students are asking, what's an executive order? What is the power of the executive branch and the checks and balance system and the separation of powers? And they're doing research and they are learning, and we've had conversations about news sources and where is the news coming from. So from an education standpoint, it's been very powerful. And I can tell you, we do have a lot of refugee students, and so these students are coming over, and I can speak to the high school, for example. They're coming over 16, 17 years old with very limited English to maybe no English. If we took any one of us, English proficient, and put us in a country that we did not know the language and said, we want you to graduate high school in 3 years, you have to earn 22 credits and pass 7 proficiency tests in that language, could we do it in 3 years?
Lee says he's trying to level the playing field next year by offering dual language classes, where teaching and testing would be conducted half the time in English and the other half in the student's native language. For now, though, Lee and the groups Noor and CRIS are hoping to foster more engagement and dialogue on immigration. I'm Mike Foley, WCBE News.